Hi, my name is Tracy Coral, and welcome to Indispensable People. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, pastor, and missionary, and I believe that every person should have the opportunity to know Christ, grow in Him, and serve Him with the gifts that He has given, no matter their ability. Over 65 million Americans have a disability. That's 25% of the population. However, over 80% of them are not inside the walls of our church. Let's dive into those hard topics, biblical foundations, perceptions, and world-changing ideas. Welcome to Indispensable People, Episode 5. We are so excited to have you with us, and we are going to dive into some scriptures today, and some of those scriptures are going to make you say, "What?" Yeah, it is interesting sometimes when you come across a scripture that you're just not real sure what it meant. Sometimes it even sounds a little bit offensive. But here's what I want you to do. Have you ever had a really good friend and you maybe heard that something happened or that they did something and you were thinking, that's just not who they are. That's not the root of their character. And you're just very, very surprised. And honestly, don't even believe it until you hear it from the horse's mouth, right? Well, sometimes that's scripture. Sometimes we read something and we come across something and we go, hold on, that doesn't seem like the heart of the God that I know. But we always have to remember that context is really important. We need to know that there are answers behind the scriptures, and those answers typically come from the context that they're in, understanding the history and the symbolism and the purpose behind them, but also knowing, especially when we look at the Old Testament and we look at the New Testament in separate ways, that there's so much prophecy and fulfillment that happens between those scriptures that they have to be intrinsically tied to one another. So, let me read you a question that I came across and I thought, oh my, are you sure? Are you ready for this? I know I've just led up to it. Here it goes. Does the Old Testament alienate the disabled? Or another person put it in a different way and they said, does God want separation? Is He choosing to separate people with disabilities? And I want you to know that that is rooted in scripture from Leviticus, specifically chapter 21, verses 16 through 24. And it is specifically referring to the priests and their availability to approach the altar of God. And so we have to know a couple things there, right? This is Old Testament, so before Jesus, it is where the priests are going in to the inner rooms and they are making atonements for sacrifices for the atonement of sin, right? And so this is a very special case. That scripture isn't necessarily for all people. So what does the scripture say? Let's boil it down to a very simple thing, which just means I'm not going to read the entire scripture word for word. I'm just going to kind of shorten it for you. So it says, no man of the offspring of Aaron, the priest who has a blemish, shall come near to offer the Lord's food offerings, since he has a blemish. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He shall not go through the veil or approach the altar, because he has a blemish, that he may not profane my sanctuaries, for I am the Lord who sanctifies them. So, if you are an individual with a disability and you come across this scripture and you understand the word blemish to mean a multitude of disabilities, you are probably, your heart sinks. if not sick to the stomach, and you go, is this what my God really thinks of me? Like, I can't approach him because of this, that, and the other thing. And that's where that question, does the Old Testament alienate the disabled? That's where that came from. Someone with a disability came across that scripture, they were reading, and they said, is this really what God intended for us? And so we want to think about, how does this play out, right? So what do we know about scripture? Scripture tells us that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 that tells us that. And so that doesn't say some scripture is good, some scripture is bad. Old Testament scripture, yeah, that's kind of useless. And New Testament scripture, yeah, that's the way we go. It's not. It is all scripture. So Old Testament, New Testament, it's both good. And when it was written, it was good. And now it is good. Can we explain every piece and part of scripture? No, we do not have the knowledge of God to be able to explain every piece and part. But here's what we do know. We serve a good God. We serve a God who created us in his image. We serve a God who has a purpose for our lives, who equips us with gifts to serve others. We know that we have a God who never leaves us or forsakes us. So here's what we can look at when we look at this scripture. First, we need to know the context of the scripture. The scripture was written about priests. Okay, in this is context is everything. Okay, so these priests were supposed to be able to go in and make offerings to the Lord, but they could only go if they were perfect. Now, we know that full perfection isn't possible, but these were the most perfect individuals. And the reasoning for that is because God needed other people to see those most perfect people as a correlation to his perfection, to God's perfection. And that's where we come to the fact of the non-blemish and all of that, that being their way to him. But what do we know? Here's what we know. Perfection is not possible. And that is where Jesus comes in. Jesus becomes the ultimate answer because he is perfect. He becomes the ultimate sacrifice, and then he becomes the bridge. So this is the step into the New Testament where Jesus fulfills that role of the high priest, and that high priest becomes our bridge to God. And then no matter the blemish, we have access to God. And that is where scripture becomes fulfilled from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And there are, I don't know if you've ever seen, I absolutely love finding those connections. There is a picture that exists out there, and it's like a timeline of scripture, and it shows all the connections from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and how what is said in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New, and the ties from the New Testament back to the Old Testament. Because some people will say, well, just, you know, get rid of the law. That's not necessary. But what we need to see is the ultimate, like, puzzle piece, connections. I mean, I don't even know the word to describe how all of those threads come together. It is just amazing. And what that does is show us our God is not a willy-nilly God that doesn't know what he's doing, right? He is a God who had a plan. He knew from the very beginning. It wasn't like, oops, what do we do now? He already knew what was going to happen when that scripture from Leviticus was written. He already knew what was going to be happening whenever Hebrews was written. He already knew that Jesus was coming before Jesus was coming. The plan was in place. You are not forgotten. You were not asked to be separate, because if we go further into scripture and we look into the New Testament, where you're in the book of Luke, you're invited to the banquet. There's a table and a place set for you. There is scripture in Corinthians that tells us about the parts of the body and the necessity for them to be together. Because God made a way. He made a way through Jesus. And so when I look at those books and I read those articles, and they talk about the alienating feeling that comes from reading those scriptures, can I explain every single word? Can I make the connection of every piece of that scripture to the understanding that you are fully welcome and a part of? But listen, we were all at one point alienated by our sin. That is a heart issue, not a physical body issue, not a structural issue. It's a heart issue. And through Jesus, we now have a connection through that bridge to God. That doesn't go away by the way I think, by the way I act, by the way I talk, by the way I process, by the way I walk or don't walk, by the way I see or don't see. Any of those things do not become a separation from God. The only thing that ever separates us is our sin, and that's a heart issue. And that is where we go back to. So many people will say, you know, individuals with intellectual disabilities, they may or may not have the ability to understand fully the things of the Bible. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I will never understand the full extent of the Bible, but I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to me things. And the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal those things based upon my intellect. The Holy Spirit reveals them to me as I need them. And as I read and as I study and as I use the Bible app and listen to the word or read devotions, that's how the Holy Spirit speaks to me through my efforts to become closer to God. And so what I was getting at is, some people will say, you know, we don't really know what they understand, referring to people with intellectual disabilities. And they will say, well, they probably just, you know, for lack of a better term, they'll probably just get a free pass. God knows his people, and that's not something that I worry about. But what I do know is that the Great Commission calls us to go to all people. So our responsibility is not based on what someone else knows or is able to learn or able to hear or able to see, but my responsibility lies in sharing the gospel. And sometimes that looks the same as you and I, and sometimes that looks different for someone who may learn differently. It might look like a picture book. It might look like a Braille book. It might look like a Bible on tape or video or CD, or however we need to share the gospel based on that person and their needs. So what do we know about scripture? It was true then, it's true now, it's straight from the heart of God, and it is for everyone. But the responsibility to share it lies within each and every one of us who believes that the Lord God is our Savior. So remember, when you come across those crazy scriptures that stick out, maybe you come across them when you're reading your Bible app, or if you have a scripture of the day and they're just way out of context. So they sound like something's not right, something's off. Check into that context, see where God was coming from, and know that you serve a good God who loves you, who has intentions for you, for your family, for your friends, your children, and that He has a plan and a purpose for your life and everyone else's. He is not intending for anyone to be alienated. He is calling us to Himself so that we can feel the fullness of His love and His glory can dwell in us and through us so that other people may come to know Him. So I hope you leave today knowing that Leviticus wasn't meant to separate us, that God had a plan and a purpose, and that when you read the Word of God, you make sure that you take in the character and the things that you know of the God who loves you and has never left you and never will. Do I know everything about disability ministry? Do I have all the answers? Have I done everything perfectly? I have absolutely not. But we are going to continue this conversation so that people of all abilities can have the opportunity to know Christ, grow in Him, and serve Him with the gifts that He has given them. Join us next time where we're going to jump into the book of John and discover some truth and answer into the question, why did God make me this way?